I'm glad that the
are moving up the street. We're walking in front of them. Go ahead.
I am happy that the anarchists finally did something relevant in this city so complacent with the status quo. May Day is an important, very important historical day for the working class in the United States.
Let's stand right here.
We all have to see forgotten that the Haymarket massacre
right.
and so many other atrocities committed against the working class
right.
are not in the books. Nobody talks about it. And it makes me happy to see that Santa Cruz, there is people in Santa Cruz willing to do something, take some action relevant. Take some relevant action.
Okay, I'm moving. So go. So the police are clearing a line away from the club here, and you were saying anything more you wish to say about this?
Basically, that's it. That I am glad that there is people in Santa Cruz that are willing to take active action.
Let's go in here and talk.
To do some relevant action about the May Day, the historical day that it means to all of the working class in the United States.
Did you actually see any of this stuff happen?
No, I did not. I've seen some of the graffiti, some of the broken windows.
Right.
And it's clear that it was an anarchist movement, and I like it.
Thank you, man. Just take your hand off my machine, okay? So we have a line of police that are now again advancing up the street, and we have a squad car in the intersection at Soquel and Pacific, and police are apparently clearing the street. There's still some folks in the Pacific Cookie Company. And did you observe any of this happening? Or?
Messed up.
I see you're taking pictures of police.
Well, you know, it's just messed up. I mean, why do they have to break the merchant windows and stuff down here?
I
mean, you got a problem.
Okay.
Don't do
Thank you. So, police are continuing to walk up the street, and people are standing in groups on the corners, keeping an eye on some filming what's going on, some on their cell phones, and I think I'm going to duck into a movie theater here and try to, maybe I'll just go into the ice cream company. Yeah. Police are marching up.
That's Cold Stone Creamery.
Street here. Did you see any of this?
No, man. I just, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
I'm inside the ice creamery here. And there are, again, police officers with truncheons out, with helmets on are walking up the street, clearing people away. Just sort of clearing the sidewalks. There's a guy with a police dog following, and more police officers, sheriffs coming, following up from the rear. And there's an officer with a riot gun on who's looking in the other direction. I'm speaking from the inside of Cold Stone Storage and observing the
creamery.
The police on the sidewalk. Pacific is continuing normally on Pacific Avenue. We see cars that are turning left off onto actually the wrong way on the one-way street. I guess it's the direction of the police. Lincoln Street, I believe it is. And police are, again, carrying tear gas guns, flashlights, and we're talking a combination of sheriffs and police on the sidewalks of the Santa Cruz Pacific Avenue.
It was like the
torches. What did you see for free radio? What happened?
Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome.
What happened? What happened tonight? You're a little embarrassed to talk about it. Did this happen recently? It was an hour ago. I mean, when did it all begin?
Like an hour ago.
About an hour ago. And I understand there was
at 10 o'clock.
There was a peaceful crowd originally that was kind of celebrating, or not?
It was supposed to be. So there were people joining around them who thought it was something peaceful.
Right.
And there's anarchists with masks. Yeah. They were all covered. They're the ones who started the torches. Apparently, they defaced a gap and the building across it, they wrote something like Anarchy is the New Pink or something like that. We didn't do that.
Right.
Anyways, they're just down here playing Lady Gaga, dancing, and they started lighting torches, and then they went down that way.
So you were kind of, you were working on your job here on, at Cold Stone, so you didn't really, you didn't go out on the streets and share ice cream.
Oh, no. They wanted a sample. I told them no.
We were for a second, though.
Yeah. Did you do any dancing?
I didn't sing or anything. I just looked from a distance and denied everybody that was beckoning me over to come.
I think there's a lot of people who are sheep
following,
and they're just following. They thought it was something peaceful because they're playing Lady Gaga. Like, let's dance. I'm like, okay, let's dance. But
how long did you see people pass more than once in each
the
direction?
Yeah,
and over about what period of time did that take?
Well, we're like three blocks away from Laurel Street, so they just went like past us to Laurel and then turned around and came back.
Now, did there seem to be any kind of destructive activity happening at either of those points?
Yes.
And what destructive activity did you see or hear?
Well, they bent that sign right there, two of them, like grabbed it and bent it.
You're pointing to, which sign are we pointing to here?
Right, straight cattle corner on top of the pole. There's supposed to be a sign that's like stop for statues or something like
there
that.
There's a stop sign there. I'm looking
and
right across.
Left.
And then to my left.
Right where that light's at, that lamp.
The lamp is at. What do I see? I see. I'll take your word for it. I'm a little nearsighted, but there's a sign across the street.
Yeah, there's a sign right there on top of that, right next to that lamp, and they bent that for two guys with masks, hats on. They had an American flag upside down with different symbols on it. But yeah.
And were most of the people engaging in sign bending activities?
Only the people with the masks.
And how many of those would you estimate there were?
I've seen at least eight that I've seen between the crowd. And then there's another guy who was walking around afterwards with the mask and fully covered. He had to get up on, but yeah.
We've been talking with
Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. And there's now a sparser traffic on Pacific Avenue. I'm walking up past Skateworks and across from the Del Mar Theater. It's a little bit before 12. And the line of police has moved on. Did anybody see anything here tonight as to what happened? Or
We just saw a bunch of cops everywhere. So
it was a riot or something.
There were some people who broke windows, and there was a party on the street prior to that, is what I've heard.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, and they said it was at the clock tower.
And I think it started at the clock tower.
And actually, of course, for those listening, it was a party, but it was a May Day celebration party as well. So I guess it was done in a celebratory, an anti-capitalism party, or as some would think it, a party recognizing its International Labor Day. Different interpretations.
Well, it was announced for the clock tower anyway, so. But welcome to Santa Cruz.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't get beaten up.
No, I know. That's what we're trying to do.
Take care. And, I don't know. Did you see any of these sinister events go down here? What did you didn't see much? No. Is it? We still see.
Just more sinister as I haven't seen. But.
Oh, the police. You mean? Yeah. There's a lot of police. I guess they waited a long time. They're doing their kind of march, and there's still a squad car with blinking lights blocking. So looks like they're not blocking it, but they're at Soquel Avenue. There was a number of windows broken, apparently. Police have just cleared the street. They've marched up in a line, and there's squad cars at either end of the block. So that's...
Excuse me, sir, do you know why all these PDs are out?
Let me hear what happened. So we're talking with a man who was... You were shoved off the side by the
PD?
Yeah,
I'm not news. I'm just walking up to the street, you know, just like normally I'm doing.
Right.
And I've talked to you before.
Right.
And as I'm walking up and everything, they grab me by the arm and sit there and they shove me and put me on the side. Uh-huh. I think that's wrong. I don't think that's right.
I mean, agree.
You know what I mean?
Walk in here.
You can put that on the
free radio.
Free radio on the interstate or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Once again, my name is Norm Hughes. My voice carries everywhere.